So, and now we have an interesting phenomenon. We have the American English teacher at the back, don't we? We have an interesting phenomenon now that there's some confusion now about which words in English are actually of American origin, or which words are British origin. We are sometimes now confused. Definitely words like motel come from American English, because the motel was an American invention. The car was really important in America. It's a huge country. You have to travel large distances. So they had hotels that you could drive your car to the front door of your room. They called them motels, blending motor car and hotel. So words like motel are American inventions. But there are some words which we're not sure. So, for example, mileage, if you're saying in a car, how many miles, what's the mileage? We think that that's a British English word, but actually it's also an American English word. Mileage and slapstick comedy is also American English. But then we have some words which we British people think are not American. British people think are American, but they're not. So sometimes British people say, oh, that word, we don't like it, it's an American English word. But actually it comes from older English. So, for example, gotten, he's gotten. British people say, that's wrong, you've got to say, he's got. But actually, gotten was originally in British English, and it was correct. Mad instead of angry. We say, oh, mad is American English. He's mad at you. But in fact, that used to be used in British English. And fall for autumn. And so, again, we think fall is an American word. In fact, it has origins in British English. So we have some confusion, which words are American, which ones are British. But you will find that a lot of British people will say, don't use that word, it's an American word. Don't spell like that, that's American spelling. So, but you might be able to say, oh, in fact, that is an English word. So you can correct people if they're wrong. But the rise of American English was supported by two important inventions, the creation of email in 1972 and the internet in 1991. And these two inventions meant that the English language travelled all over the world and was being used by everybody. And the majority of traffic on the internet is by the English language. But this has meant that the language, in a sense, no longer belongs to the people who, from whom it originated. The language now belongs to whoever uses it. And we can say that, in fact, English has become an international language which perhaps doesn't belong to anybody. And that's a lot of things we could discuss about that. But just very quickly to go to what John's going to be talking to you about. So now English is a global language. English is used all over the world. Okay, and to define what we mean by a global language, a language has to satisfy three criteria. Firstly, you have to have a large number of mother tongue speakers. In fact, do you know which language has the most mother tongue speakers in the world? Chinese. It has more mother tongue speakers than English, but it is not a global language because it doesn't satisfy the three criterion. So the first criterion is you must have a large number of mother tongue speakers. In fact, mother tongue is not used anymore. Now we say first language speakers, not mother tongue. So English has 320 to 380 million people who use it as a first language. Not as many as Chinese, but a lot. But then you also have to have people using it as a second or official language. And if we think about the former British Empire, the colonies, a lot of those colonies now use English as an official language. So 150 to 300 million people use English as an official language. Countries like Nigeria, Hong Kong, India, these countries, Singapore, use English as an official language. It's the language that's used in the law courts, in education, in the media. And finally, you have to have the language has to be taught as a priority for foreign language in schools. And English is, I think, in most cases, I think I'm safe in saying, when you went to school, was English the first language you learnt as a foreign language?